Shows of every kind invite the crowd. Shows that make us grip our seats with excitement.
A sample of the marvelous freaks you'll see for the price of a small bin burn.
Internet Freak Show.
Hey everybody. Before today's episode on Coochie's Key Lime Pies, I'd like to plug Internet Freak Show's new online presence. Until now, I haven't bothered to set up a dedicated website or social media account, but now you can visit internetfreakshow.com. It has the transcripts of these episodes, and I'm slowly going back into each one and adding photos, links, or other information so that you can do your own research on any topic that you may have stumbled across on this podcast. I also put a link there to our new Instagram account, where I sporadically post photos related to the stories from these episodes. So please follow that account. With all that out of the way, let's dig into this episode. In October of 2009, a user on the internet took to the comment sections on various blogs and articles, leaving comments about key lime pies from a restaurant named Coochie's Key West Cafe. Comments like these are one of the reasons the internet is so great. In fact, entire social networks are devoted to leaving reviews like these, like Yelp. Even Google and Apple Maps have restaurant reviews built into those apps, so you can find a restaurant or a dish that you may enjoy. And it makes sense to go to the internet and spread that advice. The Coochie's Key Lime Pie poster, who I will refer to as KLP from now on, has posted on many different sites for many years, even using pseudonyms. The strange part about this particular internet mystery isn't the posts themselves. It's the fact that the posts started 3 years after Coochie's Key West Cafe closed, and the comments were posted persistently for nearly a decade, hundreds and hundreds of times. What would possess a person to take to the internet for 8 years, over 700 confirmed comments and at least 35 pseudonyms, reviewing items from a restaurant that no longer exists? That question is the heart of this internet mystery. Many people on the internet are trying desperately to unravel this mystery and find the person responsible for posting these messages. So let's talk about this restaurant. Coochie's Key West Cafe opened in Asheville, North Carolina in 1978. Oswald Pelaez Jr., also known as Coochie, and his wife Anita owned and operated this restaurant. It closed in either 2005 or 2006. There's very little information about this restaurant on the internet, but if you dig deep enough, you can find newspaper articles that were written about it. Residents of Asheville have chimed in, with several mentioning their experiences with the restaurant and the food. Although the main topic of all of these random comments across the internet is their key lime pies, at the time, Coochie's was actually known for their burgers. For as little as is written about Coochie's online, the key lime pie comments seem to confirm what is known about the restaurant. Residents of Asheville who were familiar with Coochie's when it existed confirm many of the statements made by the person posting these comments. The KLP poster mentions a crocodile in the restaurant, as well as visits from celebrities like Jimmy Buffett. These facts are confirmed by Asheville locals, which seems to confirm that the Coochie's poster is quite familiar with the restaurant. And this might seem obvious now, but until Asheville residents confirmed this, there was a lot of speculation that the KLP poster was just making things up, or that Coochie's was just a random restaurant name that he found online. So let's dig deep into what these posts say. I want to start out by giving credit to MarkDungo333 on Reddit for investigating this mystery to figure out why and where the Coochie poster chooses to leave his messages. It seems clear at this point that the Coochie's poster frequently Googles certain words or phrases and then comments on those articles or pages. Some of these searches include key lime pie, burgers, food, Coochie, Cooch, Pelaez, Anita, Captain, Asheville, North Carolina, Florida Keys, Key West, and Goody Goody. These words and phrases make sense as they're directly related to the post that he or she is making, but other phrases don't seem to apply at all, like Hemingway, reggae, sharks, urban legends, net worth, market value, sex-related keywords like size matters, better than sex, junk, package, dick, naked, body image, modeling, pop culture, and politics. The content of these posts vary wildly, and for the most part, the posts are totally unique, although there are some exceptions to that rule. The pseudonyms have different posting styles as well. For example, Jake Carson almost always copies and pastes his comments. Another pseudonym, Willie Jordan, tends to reply to articles and blog entries about things of a sexual nature, although not pornographic. To the best of the knowledge of the community, the KLP poster does not post pure pornography, although Willie Jordan does sometimes skirt that line. For an example, on an article titled Naked, Willie Jordan left a comment that read, "You know, down under our clothes, we are all naked as a bunch of jaybirds. My 7.5 inches just flopping around down there in the breeze. All my wife's beautiful, attractive package is butt naked and ready for my attention on the drop of a hat. Yep, yep, all of us really are butt naked right before our very own eyes. Just a few cloths separating us from our true selves. I vote along with Jessica. We should all get butt naked together and smile with each other and love on each other right now. And while we are separating our naked asses all over each other, then perhaps we should totally delight ourselves by ordering ourselves many of those delightful, delicious key lime pies to eat from. Anita and Kuchi Palea's Key Lime Pie Factory and Grill in Asheville, North Carolina, near the Biltmore Estate. Yeah, that sounds like a plan indeed. Are you ready?" Now, this comment is interesting to me because it references the blog post directly, and even references the author of that blog post, Jessica. This particular blog post was about skinny dipping, hence all the references to nudity there. So while Willie Jordan reads and replies to the content of what he is posting on, another pseudonym, named Roger Ramjet, tends to leave replies that are more generic and seemingly disconnected from the articles themselves. Like on a post about a man's life story in Africa, he replied, "Hey Bob, do you know what the difference is in one of Captain Kutcher's famous king-size sirloin steak sandwiches in an Ashton Kutcher movie is? Answer, the steak sandwich is good, ha ha ha. And don't forget the key lime pie, it's to die for. Roger." From 2009 to 2013, every KLP post was totally unique. Starting in 2013, replies started to get copied and pasted on multiple articles. Users on Reddit have dutifully collected large lists of these copied and pasted replies. And you may assume a small amount of these replies, but his library of posts to copy and paste from is very, very large. I will link to some of these replies on internetfreakshow.com, but I'll read one of the shorter ones now. It reads, "I sure hope that this will be a great opportunity for everyone to see some of Don's scenes from his productions of his classic hits, Tales from Kucharitaville. You know that Rickles and Johnny Carson together produced these comedy hits with their friends, Mr. Kuchi Palea's, and their wild and crazy exploits of Kuchi's Key West and the world of Key Lime Pies from the perspective of Johnny Carson, Don Rickles, Kuchi Palea's, and Steve Martin's eyes. What a hoot these classic hits surely are. Don't miss them. Be sure to tune in next month. We laughed until we cried watching these funny movies. The Tales from Kucharitaville, I think they may still be available in a boxed set." Alright, so to hear the reasons why the KLP poster may be doing this, as well as a little speculation about who it may be posting these, please stay tuned after these words from our sponsors. Okay, so now we know about the restaurant, but why is the KLP poster continuing to post these? Well, there's several theories here. First up, some assume that based on the sheer volume of these posts, this has to be an automated bot of some sort. And this isn't a terrible theory. Bots are certainly capable of replying to blog posts with related content and current events and pop culture and other things that these posts have done throughout the years. But why would anybody create a bot to advertise a restaurant that closed several years before the start of the postings? While 700 posts have been verified as KLP posts, there is some evidence, for example, a Discuss account with many posts removed, to believe that the real amount of posts could be double that. But even if we assume 1,500 posts over 7 years, that's less than one post per day. That is certainly very doable for a dedicated person with time on their hands. So, I don't think this is a bot. Is this a tactic for SEO, similar to a service like Reputation Defender? Let's say that somebody, at some point, left a negative review for Kuchi's on the internet. By flooding comment sections with some positive references to Kuchi's, it could theoretically push the negative comments out of search results. And this is a pretty common tactic. But I have the exact same question as I had before. Why bother doing this for a restaurant that closed several years before the postings began? Is this some sort of alternate reality game or performance art? This question comes up with most online mysteries, and the answers are always the same. If this is an alternate reality game, it's a bad one. It's got many, many years of clues and absolutely no payoff. If this is some sort of online performance art, it's also not a very satisfying answer. And also, if this was performance art of some sort, you'd assume that the person posting these would thrive on the attention. Unfortunately, the opposite seems to be true here. In 2016, 7 years after the KLP posts began, Reddit users outed him and started digging into this mystery. In November of 2016, the Kuchi poster started making references to people reading his posts and discussing them online, with phrases like, "Do you ever feel like you're being watched?" In 2017, there were only 3 Kuchi's posts made. In early 2018, he also made 3, and he hasn't resurfaced since. So, unless this is a very shy performance artist who thrives on being left alone, I think we can rule that out as an explanation. Okay, so who is this poster? Users on Reddit have several theories, including Kuchi himself, Oswald Pelaez Jr., or maybe his son, or maybe even a mentally ill Asheville resident who used to love the restaurant and the key lime pies. They go so far as to examine writing styles and the pop culture references to guess his age and gender and the location of the poster. I'm not going to speculate on his identity here, but I will be sure to leave some links on internetfreakshow.com with some threads that you can read to form your own conclusions. But for me, I'm going to let this commenter live the way that he or she wants to live, anonymously, without the prying eyes of the internet needing to find answers and investigate every single little thing. Sometimes the story is all about the questions. And once those questions are answered and the mystery is solved, the magic is gone. Assuming that this is Kuchi reliving his glory days or a mentally ill person posting frantically, you'll probably leave this story with different feelings. And isn't that the whole point of stories like these? I will end the episode and leave you with the last Kuchi post we know about. It reads, "Captain Kuchi's award-winning cheeseburgers in paradise, king-size sirloin steak sandwiches, and the world's greatest key lime pies could possibly be the best food you'll ever eat in this life. Available only at Miss Anita and Captain Kuchi Pelaez Key West Cucharitaville Cafe, Grills, and Bars, their historic 1917 key lime pie factory. The best in the West, they serve the South with the finest, famous since 1976 in beautiful South Asheville, North Carolina, on US 25 South, just 10 minutes south of the Biltmore House and Gardens. Merry New Year, y'all. I hope to see you real soon. The Captain. Oh no, he's back." Thank you for listening to this episode of InternetFreakShow.com. If you love podcasts or want to start your own podcast, please visit GeekNerdery.com. We've got podcasts on reality TV, movies, pop culture, and more. And please visit the new InternetFreakShow.com for transcripts of these episodes, as well as some links to the related pictures, videos, and more. Please leave a review of this show on Apple Podcasts or whatever service you use to listen to this feed. And we'll see you next time, Internet.
Stay freaky.